evening and tonight will be largely dry with clear spells. But a cold enough picture tonight, temperatures dipping back close to freezing. So we might see some frost and again some ice and even the possibility of a few mist or fog patches. But generally speaking, tonight will be cold, clear and that bit frosty again. Now tomorrow, a bit like today, it's going to start out dry with some hazy sunshine. But the cloud will quickly thicken and we're going to see once again rain pushing in. This time it will remain as rain. Sleet seems fairly unlikely for the higher ground and temperatures tomorrow stepping up ever so slightly. But it is going to be a breezier day and probably a wetter one as well, with temperatures coming in around 6 to 9 degrees. After that, then, it's quite unsettled for the rest of the week. A bit like, you know, today and tomorrow, it starts out largely dry on Thursday. But once again, you see rain pushing in. It's going to be quite heavy at times. Temperatures step up again 1 degree. So each day they're stepping up a degree, but it remains quite blustery. The winds are feature right throughout the week. And then again, Friday begins dry once again. But again, we're going to see cloud thickening and rain pushing in. Probably not till later in the day, but at that point it looks quite heavy and persistent, the rain. And the winds look quite high as well. So very wet and very windy picture during Friday, especially later in the day. And that rain could bring the potential for localised flooding. And at that point, when it does clear, there could be some wintry falls over the higher ground in your region there on Friday night. So Friday night is earmarked to be quite a cold one as well. And then for the weekend, well, Saturday begins cold and windy, sunny spells and blustery showers. And a bit of a wind chill on Saturday. It's going to be a cold day, certainly the colder day of the two this weekend. And then Sunday, cold and bright, but temperatures recovering ever so slightly. So very mobile regime following for the next number of days, and overall quite an unsettled one as well, I'm afraid.